Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. How are you? I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, it's a great privilege for me. Thank you for making the time for me this morning.
Well, it's an honor, and you are Commissioner Kenneth. Is it Hutter?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got it right. Yay! The National Commander of the Salvation Army, and I love the Salvation Army. I'm such a huge fan of everything you all do, so thank you so very much.
You're very kind. You're very kind. We couldn't do it without you.
Well, Salvation Army does so much to help people all year round, but this year you're doing something extraordinary. You're rescuing Christmas. You have a campaign going on to help serve those in need this holiday season and beyond, and I am so excited about that. Tell me where we are and what we're doing.
Kat, there are two things to keep in mind. The first is that because of the pandemic, the Salvation Army has seen a tsunami of human need across the country. The Army is the largest nonprofit social services organization, and we have, since the middle of March, served more than 100 million meals. We've provided more than 1.5 million more nights of shelter than we would in a normal year. And as a reflection of the psychological and emotional impact of the pandemic, there have been about 900,000 instances of emotional and spiritual support. That's going to continue through Christmas.
Right.
The other thing that's happening is that the opportunities for people to give to the Army, which have always been associated with the Christmas kettle on the corner,
right,
need to be expanded and developed this year because there are fewer retail locations,
yes,
and there are fewer people on the street. So we are putting in place a program called Rescue Christmas that we hope will mobilize all of the American people to help us meet the needs of the neighbors that they have in their own communities.
Wow. Wow. So how is this going to work?
Well, if they go to the website, rescuechristmas.org, and plug in their zip code, they'll find opportunities for volunteering, whether it's at a food distribution program or an angel tree. They'll also find information about giving a gift to the Salvation Army on a one-time or a sustaining basis. They'll find out about all the services that the Army does locally. It's going to be a clearinghouse of information that we hope people will find helpful and that will motivate them to get involved.
So I know that you, by doing this, so we're going to be able to still do like the angel tree and give and the things that we're normally used to doing. It's just a different way, correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's going to be what they have seen in the past, but more. And there'll be increased opportunities in other ways. People will be able to give over Alexa. People will be able to text the word kettle to 91999. Google Pay, Apple Pay. We have gone digital this year, Kat, because we want to make sure people know that the Army is looking for them to help us, as they always have in the past, to help others.
Well, and I know that they will. I mean, it's tough because before the pandemic, you know, 1 in 6 Americans were already living in poverty, according to the information I have from you guys. And that's really rough right there. And now, and more than 70% of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck. And now it's right. It just keeps getting worse. And of course, with the kids and with Christmas and just poverty in general, we've really got to all come together and do whatever we can do. I've always told people, you know, if you can't monetarily do something, you can volunteer.
That's exactly right. And we hope that when people make that decision that they need to volunteer, that they'll call their local Salvation Army, because I guarantee we can put them to work.
Well, and we want to do everything we can to make sure that the kids still have their wonderful Christmas, help out the parents, and help out Santa Claus and all that good stuff. What do you guys try to do for Christmas? I know you're trying to get the gifts and the angel tree. Do you try to do anything with food and things like that and other needs this year?
Oh, absolutely. This year we expect an increase of 155% in the number of people who are coming to see us. That will be about 6.5 million people coming with everything from a need for rent assistance to utility assistance to toys for their children to other bills that they have. It's going to run the gamut, as you might imagine, Kat. And the Salvation Army, when it opens its doors, doesn't put any qualification on what need. We don't put any qualification on who they are or where they're from. We're here to serve everyone, and we're here to serve whatever need that they have. So there'll be a lot of interesting stories, I'm sure, that will come out of this Christmas, but they'll all be important because they're important to the people who come to us.
Well, and there's going to be wonderful stories of people coming together and helping each other, and that's really what it's all about, you know. And I mean, in a typical year, you meet the basic needs for 23 million Americans. I mean, what are you looking at this year?
Oh, it is without question going to more than double this year, probably close to triple. And as you can imagine, all of our people, our officers and our employees and our volunteers are working extra hours. They're putting in all sorts of new techniques, drive-through food distribution programs and home delivery food distribution, so that we can make sure that no one goes hungry, that no one feels that they're alone, that everyone has a place to sleep at night. It's a massive task, but if people will continue to support the Army as they always have, we're convinced it can be done.
Well, and I also, a piece of all this is coming up on October the 17th, and that is a campaign that you guys are doing where you're saying this is the International Day for Eradication of Poverty. Tell me about that.
Not many know, Kat, that the Salvation Army is an international organization serving in 131 different countries. The World Bank has informed us that the number of people living with less than a dollar a day has ballooned from about 615 million last year to more than 700. That means that we must be increasingly conscious of the impact that not only is having right now, but that will have for years to come. We're talking about the elimination of industries. We're talking about entire countries plunging into poverty. The Salvation Army is in many of those countries, and we're determined to do something about it. So it's a significant day for us, and we hope that all of your listeners will be conscious of it.
And that's a day that we can actually take a minute, look up what you guys are doing, and of course, rescuechristmas.org, and that's going to have everything on it. I mean, it sheds light on the need to end this poverty. So, I mean, that's pretty big, and that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, spectacular. That would certainly make my day to hear that everybody goes to rescuechristmas.org on Saturday and finds out more about what they can do to make a difference.
Well, so what have you guys been doing to offset the challenges since March? I mean, how have you all been able to ramp all this up?
Only because of the dedication of our people and the support of the public. As you know, many of our stores have been closed as a result of local lockdowns. But people have responded in a digital fashion. And this has been a source of enormous encouragement to us. People are going online and they're looking for the Salvation Army. They trust the Salvation Army because they know that the money that they give will stay local.
Right.
They know that 82 cents of every dollar is going to go right to the people in need. And seeing what they do on the news about the extent of the need, they've sought us out. And that has been enormously encouraging to us. And it's helped us to say that the International Day coming up on Saturday and Christmas are going to be key. And we believe people will respond.
Well, I think they will, too. And you know what? You guys have been fighting this fight for more than 130 years.
You're absolutely right. Came to this country actually 140 years ago in 1880. And the Salvation Army has always had a special relationship with the American public. And I must tell you, Kat, that my wife and I have had the chance to serve internationally. But there is no more giving people on the face of the earth than Americans.
Wow. How's it been in different countries? What has that been like? You've seen so many different things then.
Yes, my wife and I have worked with the Army in a number of different countries, primarily in Kenya.
Right.
We were there for 8 years, and we've seen all kinds of things that have emphasized the importance of this for us. I can tell you one story. When we were in rural Kenya, living in a little community called Kakamega, we went to one home, which was essentially a dirt floor, some metal sheets, and mud. Mm. And when we walked inside, the woman who lived there proudly showed us on her wall travel posters of London and Madrid and Paris, places she would never see, but which she longed with all of her heart to see. So that day we were reminded of not only the fact that many people live in terrible circumstances, but that like all of us, they have hopes and dreams and plans for their future and to make a better and fuller life for themselves and their children. That's what poverty really means. It's about lifting people up physically and giving them a vision for something that is different.
Right.
And so that's why this is an important effort.
Well, I thank you so much, and I am so excited for Rescue Christmas, rescuechristmas.org. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Kat, and may I be the first to wish you an early Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir. Thank you.